bad British guys and going home to America. You've come home to me. Delivered at last on a Tuesday, 10:06 a.m. Every day I commute to this shop on the Lower East Side from my place in Bed-Stuy. Every day I close up without finding anyone like you. Look at you, born into my world today. I'm shaking, and I'd pop an Ativan, but they're downstairs, and I don't want to pop an Ativan. I don't want to come down. I want to be here, fully, watching you bite your unpainted nails and turn your head to the left. No, bite that pinky, widen those eyes, to the right. No, reject biographies, self-help, thank God, and slow down when you make it to fiction. Yes! I let you disappear into the stacks. Fiction F through K. And you're not the standard insecure nymph hunting for Faulkner you'll never finish, never start. Faulkner that will harden and calcify, if books could calcify, on your nightstand. Faulkner meant only to convince one-night stands that you mean it when you swear you never do this kind of thing. No, you're not like those girls. You don't stage Faulkner, and your jeans hang loose, and you're too sun-kissed for Stephen King, and too untrendy for Heidi Julewitz, and who will you buy? You sneeze loudly, and I imagine how loud you are when you climax. God bless you, I call out. You giggle and holler back, you horny girl. You too, buddy. Buddy, you're flirting. And if I was the kind of asshole who Instagrams, I would photograph the F through K placard and filter the shit out of that baby and caption it, F through K, yes, I found her. Calm down, Joe. They don't like it when a guy comes on too strong, I remind myself. Thank God for a customer, and it's hard to scan his predictable Salinger. Then again, it's always hard to do that. This guy is what, 36? And he's only now reading Franny and Zoe? And let's get real, he's not reading it. It's just a front for the Dan Browns in the bottom of his basket. Work in a bookstore and learn that most people in this world feel guilty about being who they are. I bag the Dan Brown first, like it's kiddie porn, and tell him Franny and Zoe is the shit, and he nods, and you're still in F through K because I can see your beige sweater through the stacks, barely. If you reach any higher, I'll see your belly. But you won't. You grab a book and sit down in the aisle, and maybe you'll stay here all night. Maybe it'll be like the Natalie Portman movie Where the Heart Is, adapted faithlessly from the Billy Letts book, above par for that kind of crud, and I'll find you in the middle of the night. Only you won't be pregnant, and I won't be the meek man in the movie. I'll lean over and say, "Excuse me, miss, but we're closed." And you'll look up and smile. "Well, I'm not closed." A breath. "I'm wide open, buddy." "Hey," Salinger Brown bites. "He's still here? He's still here. Can I get a receipt?" "Sorry about that." He grabs it out of my hand. He doesn't hate me. He hates himself. If people could handle their self-loathing, customer service would be smoother. "You know what, kid? You need to get over yourself. You work in a bookstore. You don't make the books. You don't write the books. And if you were any good at reading the books, you probably wouldn't work in a bookstore. So wipe that judgmental look off your face and tell me to have a nice day." This man could say anything in the world to me, and he'd still be the one shame-buying Dan Brown. You appear now with your intimate Portman smile, having heard the motherfucker. I look at you. You look at him, and he's still looking at me, waiting. "Have a nice day, sir," I say, and he knows I don't mean it. Hates that he craves platitudes from a stranger. When he's gone, I call out again because you're listening. "You enjoy that damn brown, motherfucker." You walk over laughing, and thank God it's morning. And we're dead in the morning, and nobody is going to get in our way. You put your basket of books down on the counter, and you sass. "You going to judge me too?" What an asshole, right? Probably just in a mood. "You're a sweetheart. You see the best in people." You compliment me. "Well," I say, and I should shut up, and I want to shut up, but you make me want to talk. That guy is the reason the Blockbuster shouldn't have gone under. You look at me. You're curious, and I want to know about you, but I can't ask, so I just keep talking. Everybody's always striving to be better. Lose 5 pounds, read 5 books, go to a museum, buy a classical record and listen to it and like it. What they really want to do is eat donuts, read magazines, buy pop albums.